Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Amin, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a romance author. I've been writing for, 11 years now.
Yeah.
I mostly write romantic suspense. And every once in a while, I like to step out of my normal genre and try something new.
So talk to us about your romance journey. When did you get started? Like, what it was like? Probably you were writing around the 50 Shades of Grey era.
So I started writing in 2013 with my first book Until November. And when I wrote that, I had no idea what was going to happen. I had no idea how much, writing was going to change my life. I just knew that I loved reading, and there were never enough of the books that I liked reading out on the market at that time. And self-publishing was like a new thing. And so I jumped in head first and started writing. And I was very lucky to have success with my first book. And then that's just continued on. Yeah.
That's amazing. And so you've been writing for a long year. So it's a
It's been a long time, yeah.
So let's talk about King of Nothing. What is that Laura Page?
Yeah. It's so hard to put this book into words.
Yes.
It's very difficult because it's sad in some ways, but it's also a healing journey between two people who are a little lost and they're trying to figure things out. And then they stumble upon each other and cling together, and they go on this road trip journey together to spread Ellora's mother's ashes, and they end up finding peace and love and each other along the way.
So talk to us about your writing process for this book particular, because it was probably more emotional. It starts by basically telling you a big loss for both characters, and then the healing process of grief. But it's not this linear process that you just you heal one day, and Laura is dealing with family issues and drama and healing and all this. The process waking up, and she's escaping, but she's not escaping. She's just trying to find her way.
She's trying to figure out how to move on after the loss of her mom, who she was very close with, and she doesn't really have a plan. Her only plan is to just finish the journey that her and her mom were planning on going on together. And the process of writing this book was hard.
Yeah.
But I think I needed it in a way, because my mom she has stage 4 COPD and some other health things. And so my time with my mom is very limited, and we haven't always had the best relationship in the past. I've done a lot of forgiving and soul searching and being out myself, what kind of relationship do I want with her for this little bit of time that I have left? And my son absolutely that's his grandma. He loves her. So I think I needed this book in a way, and it was kind of a healing journey for me as well.
I think for me as a reader, it was a healing journey. I'm now I'm now close to my mom, but we have our ups and downs, and I've come through a lot of trauma in my childhood, like pretty high in the trauma scale. And so I think for me to feel the sense of like of forgiveness and acceptance and allowing yourself to just be, and I was just in therapy right now, and I was talking about it on the street where I died, and coming to that relationship, and like you have to mourn that, you have to mourn loss of it, and the more and mourning the loss, I don't know what it'll look like if they leave this planet, but like right now, like it's just, it's part of that feeling of self-forgiveness and a part of finding yourself in that place and seeing the feelings and not avoiding the feelings, because that's what we normally do. We'll just avoid the feelings, we'll ignore the feelings, we're not letting them happen, and then they explode and you're like, oh, wait,
but I think life takes you by surprise.
So I think I really appreciate Laura's journey to just heal and understand, like, she had this big blowout and she literally blew up the whole life. She was like, well, we're not going to be with this guy. We're not going to do this. We're not going to be this now. We're going to do this journey. And I'm going to take it as it comes. So just allowing it to come. And woman just trying to be like protective.
I think that he needed her too, because she was just with him because she liked the person that he is. And it had nothing to do with his status or his family status or what he could do for her, or what he could give her. And I think he also needed somebody to take care of, but also to take care of him.
Yeah.
And to show him like there's a whole life outside. Sometimes we get very comfortable in our bubbles and we don't like to explore that. And I think that one thing that Ellora had learned from her mom is live life while you can.
Do as much as you want. Like, I think it's accepting that you have one life to live and you get to live it. You get to choose how you want to live it. You get to choose how you want to stop. And you get to choose when you want to stop suffering. When you want to stop doing that. I'm not willing to fight anymore. And it's a choice. It's a powerful choice. It's not the easy choice. It's a choice that works for her. Because she wanted to live a better life. She wanted to live not a better life, but like a quality of life that will help her to end her life, like end the chapter. You know, supposed to be like, I'm going to make myself suffer. Because I want to extend the suffering a little bit further.
Yeah.
So let's take it back to your books. And so you write Romanticism Silence, you write a little bit of everything outside of it. And so often, what do readers pick up? Like, what do you suggest readers to pick up if they're bad ones that they're willing to help out thing? Like, what's your signature book? You're like, this is the book you want to start, or a series. And you're like, you should try this, you should try both.
I feel like, so I have a series. Well, the first one is Before We Fall.
Yes.
I love this book. It is a favorite of mine just because I love when women kind of take control of their own lives and decide to, like, I don't need to be stuck in the situation that I am just because it's comfortable or just because I'm scared of, like, what might happen if I leave. And so she's a single mom, he's a detective, and there's mystery in there. It's kind of like the mystery, though, it doesn't directly affect their relationship. It's almost like listening to like a mystery podcast. So you're like tingling the mystery as the story goes along, but like you're not directly affected by it. But I love this series. I think that would be a great place for readers who kind of want to get a feel for my romantic suspense.
I love that. But what kind of books do you tend to read?
I love fantasy romance. Some of my favorites. I mean, that's one of my favorites. I love also romantic suspense. That's also a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been reading a lot of fantasy. I found a new to me author. Her name, let me see if I can find it on my Kindle. let's see. What is her name? Zoe Draven.
Yeah.
It's so good. I've been really like just plowing through her entire backlist. So, I love fantasy. I mean, the normal Sarah J. Maas and Rebecca Yarros and all of them. My romance reading actually started with J.R. Ward.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's how I got into reading. And then I loved like the alpha male.
Yeah.
Hero. I mean, what's not to love?
Yeah.
And from her, I've found Krista Ashley.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's these guys like, but like, they're not vampires.
That's, they're other things. They're other readers.
So that's how I started getting into reading like contemporary romance, romantic suspense. And then from there, that was why there was just never enough of those books on the market. And that's why I started writing.
I love this journey. So yeah. How else were you finding online?
You can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on what's the new one? Threads.
Yep.
And my username is always Aurora Rose R. But yeah, I'm on all social media, all platforms.
Awesome. Thank you, Aurora Rose, for being on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. It's been fun.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.